Welcome to Smart Water Solutions Podcast. I am Hakim Elfadil. This is episode 76. Today's guest is Guillaume Varado, the CEO of Vortex.io. Today's problem is monitoring the level of water in rivers and streams. It might not seem exciting, but it's very important for keeping our communities safe and healthy. So with climate change bringing us more extreme weather like big floods and droughts, we need to be informed ahead to be prepared. And here is the problem. A lot of current hour ways of checking water levels are old-fashioned. They don't always give us the information we need it when we need it. They cost a lot of to keep them running, and they are not very accurate. That means we're not as prepared as we should be when bad things happen like floods. The good news is the sensor industry, they have developed so much advanced sensor, they are very accurate and they can run autonomously with their battery for a long period of time, and they can also communicate with like the communication infrastructure that we have so far, like 4G. So this is the key discussion in our episode to understand the technology that Vortex.io has developed. So welcome, Guillaume.
Really curious how your journey so far has been developed in the water space.
Okay, so first of all, I'm Guillaume Varado, so I'm co-founder and CEO at Vortex.io. We are two of first co-founders right now. I am with Jean-Christophe Poisson. We are former colleagues from a subsidiary of the French Space Agency here in Toulouse. We worked together for, I think, 15 years before starting Vortex. And I was a former space oceanographer in my previous career. I was using space altimeter data to observe oceans and provide to the IGCC indicators like sea level rise. So I've been involved since a long time for environment and aspect related to not fresh water, but salty waters. And I think that it's now 3 years and a half ago, we decided with Jean-Christophe to make the bridge between our expertise and background in space altimetry domain with the large focus on water resources management, freshwater resources management, but also extreme events, the way we can prevent it, the way we can prevent communities from such extreme events like floods and droughts. So we started with that, with the idea to look on the field, which kind of solution can exist, and in which way this technology, different technology, can work with each other. When I talk about technology, I talk with satellite data, for sure, because it's my previous job, but also with airborne data, drone data, and in-situ data. And what we saw with Jean-Christophe 3 years ago is that in-situ measurements are very efficient to make an affordable and a global overview of the water courses all over the world. But right now, in the whole world, only 20% of the whole water courses are monitored in real time. And this is a very big drawback, because when you talked about flood and drought, you need real-time data over these water courses. And when you see that there is only 20% of the whole water courses that are covered by real-time measurements, you see that there is a problem, an issue with the way the different government can address this real-time monitoring. So we started to see what were the drawbacks of the in-situ solution that we have on the field right now. And we saw that the main drawback is that most of the solutions need human resources and huge human resources to provide preventive maintenance of the sensors on the field, because sensors need calibration, regular calibration. They need maintenance, they need to be replaced. And it's a huge cost in terms of expenses that governments put in the sensors themselves. And on our side, on Vortex.io side, we decided to use our background and expertise in the space domain to provide and to design a new innovative in-situ sensor inherited from the space domain that answers the limitations of the current in-situ technology on the field. And that's the main strength of Vortex. We provide a turnkey service, an end-to-end solution for hydrology at large scale, thanks to a new innovative sensor that is capable to be deployed at large scale. And we provide in real time our data, but also new downstream services by combining all existing hydrological data, and I can say hydrometeorological data, using satellite data, drone, airborne data, in-situ data coming from state network, but also from our own technology that we are currently deploying at large scale in Europe and that we want to be scalable for the whole world. So that the main strength of our technology right now.
It's very
it answers the limitations of the current technology on the field.
Okay, so it's more like it's a hardware that is missing that answers the limitation of what is existing in the field.
It's both. It's a hardware, and we design a very innovative sensors inherited from space technology, but it's also the business model. Current technology and current competitors from Vortex, but also from the whole companies in the world in terms of hydrology services, hydrological services, provide either sensors and softwares, but no services at all. Or on the other side, we've got some service provider that uses all the data available, but don't improve, don't increase the number of data available on the field that we need to go further in terms of better river forecast services, in terms of better digital twins of the water courses, etc. And what brings Vortex is that is both is these sensors, but also a new business model, because we are a SaaS platform. We are a market service based on the delivery of real-time data on a marketplace, on a SaaS platform, online SaaS platform. And we deliver in real-time our data, but also additional services on our platform without selling our sensor. Our sensor is just a tool for that.
Okay, that's a very good point. So, Guillaume, before I will come to, let's say, the core, which is the combination between hardware and software that you have developed for the need in the markets, would you just walk us through, before getting to the market, you just describe how the market looks like in terms of, so what are the type of the data, what are the type of the needed hardware and software to get this data, and for what purpose this data are needed?
So the kind of data, the kind of technology needed for these business lines are many. Mostly, today we use this in-situ network providing hydrological measurements, not real time for sure, but hydrological measurements. And we can see that with the Vortex.io technology, we provide not only hydrological parameters, but also hydrometeorological parameters, because we want to provide a river forecast service. So we need such parameters like rainfall rates, for instance. And we provide it thanks to the MicroStation. This is our product, the MicroStation, which provide in real time water levels, water surface velocity, images, streams, water surface temperature, turbidity, and rainfall rates. It's the first time that we have such a complete sensor on the field providing all these parameters in real time. So this is the way we use this in-situ data, and we combine this with drone data, airborne data, and satellite data. And at the end, we can address a lot of different business lines, but what I want to focus on is that right now, concerning hydrological services, you have two types of it. First of all, I can say a little more about direct market services, which are the company that needs this data to provide their own services, an hydroelectricity supplier, for instance. And you have also indirect services for companies in B2B that needs not only this data, but also the services, the downstream services that we can propose thanks to this real-time data. For instance, a company that needs real-time notification in case of a threshold that is exceeded when you measure real-time measurements. And this is very interesting to see that this both way of addressing the market are completely different, but we can address them with the generic value proposition. And thanks to the SaaS model we provide, we have a generic offer that is accessible for anyone that has a simple laptop with a Google Explorer and can come on our website, which is called Maestrom, and can subscribe in a five click in real-time measurements where and when they want to.
Yeah, so it's basically the opportunity here is to provide accurate data about the hydrological, the water level in the river, and then how much precipitation it will happen in the future, and then how much is now. And it's not only for extreme situation like flood, but also there are other companies who would like to get this information.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and then the first thing, before Vortex gets into the space, how the space is operated before that? Is it still conventional? It's still behind? The real-time data, they still collect the data and their forecast is not so accurate. So what is the, how the situation looks like before Vortex gets in?
This is a good question. I think that when you look to the kind of market we can have with tenders, etc., you can see that most of the time older company sell sensors and preventive maintenance and curative maintenance and eventually the development of a software platform. What proposes Vortex is the entire value chain. You have access to a tool provided by Vortex, which is the MicroStation, that Vortex own, and that Vortex can improve and replace on the field without any other cost for the customer. You have the real-time storage, validation, and distribution, dissemination of the data to the customer. And you have access to a generic platform, or you can have access to the data thanks to an API. And with this API or with the platform, you can also have access to specific downstream services, added value downstream services for each kind of customer. So the way we enter into the market is that, contrary to our competitors, we propose a complete and entire value chain. And our customers have just to subscribe to be committed to this subscription, and they can have real-time data disseminated thanks to the platform without making any action on the field. They don't have to install the sensor. They don't have to maintain it. They don't have to storage the data. They don't have to see if the data are of good quality, because we do all that. And what is very interesting for them is that we rationalize the cost for the customer. And thanks to a SaaS platform like the one provided by Vortex, our service is up to 5 times cheaper than the one provided by our competitors. And this is very interesting, because when you think about the fact that up to now, governments only provide real-time measurements on only 20% of their water courses regarding the budget they have, thanks to the Vortex solution, they can have access to 100% of water courses without having other expenses.
Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting. And I'm just wondering here, is it like, do you see that the market is shifting to this direction? Because if I look back to, I mean, still right now, every company, you have hardware and you have software. I mean, you take, for example, just equipment for water analysis, okay? And then you need someone to be trained. You need to do the update of the software. Something is broken in the hardware to call the company. They said, okay, it's out of stocks. It's like, it's so much challenge you create problem to so many. It's, I mean, we're growing up with this challenge, you know? You have hardware, you have the update of software. Every time you struggle with this, and then a couple of years, you throw them, you call that company, you install. So do you see that the market is going to the direction that I need a service, I don't care about all the things that you have, you need to fix them, but I need a service in the real time, because time is very important for me.
Okay, I can have two answers for that. The first one comes from Jean-Christophe, my co-founder. He talks about something very interesting. He says that data is the key regarding the prevention and the forecast of future extreme events. And what I add on that is that data that you can't acquire right now on the field won't be available tomorrow, because the data from the water courses tomorrow will be different. So we have to anticipate that right now regarding consequences of climate change, and we have to acquire this data right now. And this is also one of the strengths coming from Vortex. The sensor on the field is installed in less than 1 hour, thanks to the solution we provide. So you just have to subscribe to our services. We talked a bit about where you want the sensor to be provided. And we go on the field regarding the fact that we have to get the authorization, etc. But it's a very short, the setup time is very short. And next to the setup time, you have access to the real-time data without doing anything as a customer. Is very interesting, and I just finish on that, is that we can provide such good quality of services thanks to this inheritance from space domain. All the supervision, all the maintenance coming from Vortex is digitalized. That is to say that we have a control center like the one you can see in space agencies or something like that. When you install a sensor on the field, we expect that we don't want to go another time on the field to provide maintenance to the sensor. For sure, if needed, we will go on the field, but we do all what we can in a manner automatically so that we don't have to go on the field very often.
So it means that it's very reliable, stable sensor.
Yes.
In the market.
Sensor we provide on the microstation have been developed and they provide reliable data with for instance, for the water level, we provide a water level with a centimeter level accuracy. And what also is very interesting is the sensor that we have on board are remote sensing sensors, and they don't drift during the time. That means that you don't have to go on the field to calibrate the sensor or to see if you don't have a drift in the data time series. Thanks to the sensor we have on board, we have a very robust sensor that is capable of being weatherproof during many years and provide in real time this data.
Yeah. So what are the informations or the data that this sensor is measuring in real time?
I already told you about that, but I can again say that we provide in real time water level, water surface velocity, images, and water surface temperature. And thanks to a recent award that we get, thanks to the European Commission, we are deploying right now 1,000 of our new relief microstation that will be capable also of providing streams, rainfall rates, turbidity in real time with a night and day vision.
Okay, so all of this is to tell you the right time situation and also predict somehow.
Exactly. Right now, we just add a solution capable of preventing extreme events. We see the propagation of a flood, etc., but we didn't have the capability of predicting these events. And what Vortex want to do right now is to provide the first global river forecast service in Europe, but in the whole world, thanks to also partnership or collaboration with WMO, United Nations, etc., regarding the early warning services that have been launched 1 year ago by the United Nations. So we want to go to the predictability of these events.
So only the extreme or all the weather events in terms of water?
No, only extreme concerning flood and drought.
Flood and drought, okay.
We also have a solution capable of providing water quality measurements and to have some strengths regarding water scarcity, because it's also a very huge problem that we have right now concerning water scarcity.
Yeah, so basically you're also using models, mathematical models, kind of AI or let's say machine learning to learn from what you have and then to forecast the future.
Yes, but the main limitation of a model is that you don't assimilate the data that are coming from the small water courses that most of the time are not a contributor to the flood or to extreme events. And when they become as a contributor for these extreme events, they are not assimilated in the model. So the model don't give the reality of the situation.
And then how do you manage to have a model that can really accurately forecast the extreme event?
To answer that, we are not providing on Vortex.iosat a model, but a digital twin. A model based only on observation, very dense observation, where it is needed, everywhere where it is needed, and not only on the main rivers that needs to be observed, because most of the time these rivers are very well observed by the state networks. But for the part concerning the small water courses, this is where we can bring a complementarity to what already exists on the field.
Yeah, okay. Because I learned that those models, they have, because we are living in an era where we get so much extreme situations that those models, they're not accurate anymore. And then they are not able to predict in a very accuracy manner what will happen in terms of extreme, like what we experience overall on the globe. Not always we are able to predict exactly the extreme situation, like flood and etc.
Yes, you're right. I think that the models are not efficient enough right now regarding the improvement. Not improvement, the increase of these extreme events. We are not capable of predicting right now, with the amount of data that we have, the future events, because there is a huge lack of data over continental areas, because also flood events don't come only from rivers, etc. There are also problems of marine submersion. There are also problems coming from runoff. So we have to integrate this global overview of the different phenomena that arise and that we have to take into account to be more precise in the way we want to predict these events, these future events.
Yeah, which is quite challenging. I learned that's
Yes, for
very
sure.
challenging. Yeah. And specifically, as you mentioned, you have different parameters and then you put them in models. And then how can you increase the level of intensity of this parameter in this model or reduce the other one? It's like, it's not straightforward and easy
No.
concept. Going back to vortex, I mean, you just walk us through I mean, from the technological back, I mean, standpoint, what are the products and the key services that you are offering in the water space?
Okay, right now we have two product lines. The one that I already described, the microstation, providing in real time these hydrometeorological parameters. And this station is mainly installed below bridges because it's very easy to install. But we can also install it where it is needed over watercourses. We have to have a nadir vision of the watercourses. So this is the first product line, and the other one is the light altimeter solution that is embedded on a flying UAV. And we have 800 grams payload that is embedding on flying UAV and that provides in real time water level and surface flooded areas. So it's very interesting to get some historical data, and by the combination of both, we can not only predict but secure communities when a new event occurs on the watercourses, because we know with the water level that we reached, the surface area that has been flooded, and where we have to secure communities and goods. So it's very efficient for civil security services, for instance.
Yeah.
So this is our two product lines, but as I said, we don't sell the sensors. We sell only the data and the services. So we distribute a platform that it's called Maelstrom. And on this platform, you can create an account. You can have access to some demo data, and you can subscribe to Vortex.io data and services. But also, you can have freely access to the public network that already exists. For instance, some network coming from the different countries. And what is very interesting is that you have an homogeneous view of the data coming from the different networks, and you can also use some services provided by Vortex on public state networks. So it's very interesting also.
Yeah, and in terms of, let's say, displaying the data in, I know that's depending on which type of industry they usually have like a big room where they control so many technology components in their manufacturing or in their let's say facilities. And then the challenge is every technology is using different kind of interface, Siemens, LabVIEW, etc. So it's like it's also a hassle for them as well. So in your way, do you need something special for them that they can display in? They can get this insight, or it's easy that they can use it with their existing, let's say, infrastructure?
No, it's very easy. You can upload all the data that you want. And also, what is very interesting is that you can export all the data that you want in the same kind of format file that you expect. For instance, for scientific purpose, this is often the NetCDF format that is used, and you can export all the data, public and Vortex ones, thanks to this format file. But if you want some other format, it's very easy on the platform to distribute it in a Excel format or other format that is very relevant for your own use.
Yeah. So in terms of, I would say, accuracy and reliability, I'm just wondering, in what ways does the accuracy and reliability of your solutions compared to traditional water level monitoring methods?
It's a very interesting question, but I don't want to answer it in a simple way, because I don't want to say the standard deviation coming from the station from Vortex is quite different or is quite better or something like that. What I think is very interesting is that customers look for centimeter level accuracy right now. And that's what we propose on our side. And regarding existing solution, the main aspects that differs from Vortex is that right now on our solution, we propose only remote sensing instrument, not probes or something like that that are in the water courses. We are only on board remote sensing instrument that have been designed not to drift during the time. And this is very, very interesting, because thanks to that, we can prevent themselves, ourselves, from preventive maintenance. And that's the way our service is 5 times cheaper than the one from our competitors. It's because we have a high level of technology on board an IoT station.
So it means that if your product's not reliable, it will cost you so much money with the time. I just want to zoom out on how much
you're saving, you're right.
Yeah, I would like to understand.
It, it costs a lot to the customer, not to you, not to the company, because it's the customer that pay for this non-reliability of the sensor.
Yeah, so it's more like the non-reliability sometimes is, it costs you more than the whole system, the sensor, etc.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the way we see the way we see the traditional sensors on the field. You pay for acquiring the sensor itself, so it's cool, you are a proprietary of the sensor, but when the sensor don't work in an effective way, you have to call the company to come and make a maintenance. And if you are further to the guarantee time period, you have to pay a new sensor. And it's a kind of business model, but that's not the business model that we want to address with Vortex. Because as a sole owner of our technology, if the sensor during all the time of the sensor on the field, if the sensor doesn't work in an efficient way, we, Vortex.io, go on the field and replace the sensor. And it's no cost for the customer.
So I need you here, just because I'm not an expert in your domain. I think most, maybe also some of the audience, I need you to answer this question, but to give 2-3 concrete examples that we have done before, which is, I mean, can you just explain how the accurate real-time data analysis from Vortex solutions help or improve decision-making in emergency situations compared to standard practices?
Yes,
so
I think that
take two examples, and then
yes, yeah. It's not the level accuracy of the sensor that will help, that will give decision making to the customers. It's the dense network that we are creating. It's the way that comparing to other data that install some sensor every 20 kilometers, 50 kilometers, 100 kilometers along the water courses, we install sensor where it is needed. If we need for extent from rapid flood events, if we need one sensor every 1 kilometer, we are capable of doing it with no huge cost for the customer. And this is the main strength. This is the denser network on the field that provide better decision-making assets for our customers.
Yeah. Could you just, I mean, as I said, just two examples, two, let's say, experiences that you have done recently with your customer, just to understand
yes,
how you're feeling.
For instance, for water basin agencies, they need real-time measurement of water surface temperature. And right now, on the field, when you want to get some surface temperature, you need some human resources to go on the field and to make a measurement manually with the probes inside the water courses. Thanks to the solution provided by Vortex, you just have to install in less than 1 hour a sensor with a sonar panel on the field, and it provides every hour a measure of the water surface temperature. So it's a very good example of the way we can increase the number of data without increasing the cost regarding this data.
Yeah. And in terms of data, I think, well, before the data, if I understood correctly, in your platform, you're building digital twins, you have the hardware, you get the data, and then you give like the insight, the data, and also, do you also give the decision making actions to the customers, or you leave them to take the action? Like, I mean, if you see something is happening, you give them warning and you say, okay, you need to do this and this, or it's for them to take decision what they need to do?
No, right now we can't do that because we are just at the beginning of the of the company. We provided real-time surveillance of the water courses. Right now we are creating the first river forecast service in Europe, starting with France and Croatia, and then we will go to decision-making assets for our customers and the action that they need to do to a better secure of peoples and goods.
Yeah, because that's also would be interesting. And if I understood correctly, that so I'm just through a random example, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have two places close to each other and two different customers, okay? And then you learn you have hardware here and also digital twins, you have software, hardware in two places. So do you also leverage the learning from both each other so that you can help this and you help this in terms of improving the prediction? Give an example.
Yes.
Do you also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We use the fact that we are creating heat maps.
Okay.
Where the installation of one sensor can address different customers with different needs. And if we have a customer that wants a sensor on the field at a specific location, and we have in the same area another sensor, for instance, upstream to the one installed for the specific customer, we tell him that he can also have this other sensor in its own marketplace so that he can have a better overview of the behavior of its water courses.
Interesting. Which means like, and in terms of the data, that's also, I think maybe it's like a sensitive topic in maybe in Germany, I'm not sure in France, does the customer owns the data or no? He just can get the data and you own the data.
The customer never owns the data.
Okay.
He owns a license. He has, during the whole time period for the one he subscribed to the Vortex.io service, he has a license, an exclusive license, to use the data for its own purpose. But as the fact that we sell a service and not a sensor, the sole owner of the data is Vortex.
Yeah. And in terms of, I would say, because it's a very interesting topic. I think it's so you are intending to go in Europe, if I understood correctly, and also globally. And then it may be also a question because, for example, in Germany, if you generate some data in one place, it's kind of not always permissible to use that knowledge or that know-how and that data for other purpose. So it's not in every country they have the same law, but there is some countries where they have the restriction for the data. Yeah, the explanation is, yeah, they said, okay, it can be used by terrorists. There's so many explanations, but that's the system. They don't allow to leverage the data and use it to someone else.
On our side, this is not the same way we are working on, because if we sell the data to a public local authorities, you're right, the data can be made accessible for everyone. But if we sell the data for a private company, for instance, an hydroelectricity supplier, the data are not sold to everyone. If someone else wants to get the data, this person will have to go on the Maelstrom platform and subscribe to this data. It's not direct. And for some of our customers, the data we provide to them are exclusive. They are not delivered in a public way. If they want to get this data only for their own purpose, we can put a private tag on our sensor on the platform so that other customers won't access to this data.
So it's possible. So it's not impossible to have such kind of
It's
service.
possible, and
Okay.
it's already performed on our platform.
Okay. It's very interesting. And then what is, let's say, just roughly, what is expected in terms of lifespan and durability of Vortex IO hydrogen fuel
Vortex
cells?
or of Vortex IO microstation?
No, Vortex IO microstation. So the lifetime and
Right now, we've got close to 200 stations on the ground since 3 years, not only in France, but also in Germany, Italy, UK, Canada, and in the following days in Australia. So all these stations were functioning in a very well way during these 3 years, but there were operational prototypes. And right
okay.
now, with the fundings we get from the European Commission, we are providing the new release of our station, the 2.1 new release that has been designed in an industrial way. So we expect this station to have a better lifespan than the one already installed on the field. We expect that this station could last for 10 years.
Okay. Now I'm thinking a little bit too far, which is in terms of, let's say, delicate point, which is the impact on insurance and risk management. I mean, don't you see, I mean, let's say in which ways you see that Vortex iOS solutions potentially can transform the insurance and risk management sectors in terms of water-related hazards? I mean, it happens in Germany, there is a flood, there's so many houses being gone. The insurance try to pay, try to look for anything that you didn't do. You see what I mean?
It already changed it because we are working with insurances and we are working especially with parametric insurances that use Vortex as a trigger for upcoming flood events, for instance. And we provide next to these events not only prevention tool for the customers of our insurers, but also report tool for the insurance themselves, so that they can rely on a very accurate measurement on the field to help their customers to make their business alive very well, very, very fast. And it's very interesting because we are I don't know how we can say in English, but we are a trigger. We help them to go faster in the way they help their insurer to make that business fast again, alive again.
Can you give me an example? Because it's very interesting, this point. Because
yes, for instance, for I don't know, maybe for a car supplier which have a water course next to its site, he can install a sensor coming from a microstation sensor along the water courses, but also in its industrial site. And when water courses, when a flood event occur, we can say to the customer, to the car supplier, that in 3 hours there will be some water in its site, so he can storage or deplace some of its cars anywhere else. But also, if the flood occurs in its site, we can measure very precisely, very accurately, the water level, for instance. And we send this report to the insurance that say that, okay, so we reach this level of water. So it's it means that we have to help the car supplier up to a certain amount of money that will make it possible to make its own repairs and make its business alive again very fast.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of time, because for example, if you take this example that you mentioned to displace all the cars, it takes time. So in terms of when you forecast the extreme situation like floods, how long your system is able? I know it depends on place and different parameters, but just can give us some examples that you are able to predict in such amount of minutes or.
No, I can't tell you that right now because we are working on that. It's an R&D part of Vortex that we want to provide in the next 2 years. So right now, I can't tell you what will be the level of prediction we can reach with our technology. But I propose you to call me in one year, and we can have a follow up of this meeting to see what level of predictability we reach thanks to our station.
For sure. And just, I mean, for the I would like to understand in terms of to increase the level, right? Say, let's say to increase the time of forecasting the extreme events, what does it require? Is it engineering or pure science or combination between those two things?
All of it, I think, but also a better network, very accurate data, also a combination between the whole set of data we have, again, satellite, in situ, drones, airborne. I think that we will improve our knowledge in terms of hydrology when we will be all capable of creating some kind of emulation around this hydrological topic. And we will work all together for a better predictability, a better forecast of the phenomena that it occurs on the field right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting because on the other hand, I would say, let's say the customers they will somehow maybe lose the technical intuitive, let's say, like the feeling of different technologies, for example, your solutions. So do you give them kind of training just to have an idea how the thing is working, just for them as a good to know in case there is something very, very extreme? Or no, they have no idea what's going on, just black box and they get an insight?
There is no black box on our side. Again, what we want to propose is to see in which way we succeed in making the bridge between the space technology and all the algorithms that we have on board the microstation are already published in the scientific literature. We don't invent anything. We reuse what we know in the satellite inheritage. So we use it and we provide it in a commercial way for sure, but we propose it to all the people, to all the company, to all the local authorities, to all the governments that needs to have a better knowledge of water over their watersheds. That's
Super.
What we propose right now.
Super. Thank you very much, Guillaume, and have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you, Hakim, and feel free to contact me again so that we can follow up this meeting.
Sure. Thanks a lot, and have a nice day.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.